16 years ago, Pennsylvania's state leaders did something dramatic and unprecedented. They dismantled Philadelphia's local school board and replaced it with the School Reform Commission, which has a majority of appointees from the governor. The SRC voted to disband last week, and Philadelphia's local school board will soon be back in power. Keystone Crossroads contributor Avi Wolfman Aaron explores what this means for the idea of state control.
Just this month in Philadelphia, there have been speeches.
The buck will stop with us.
And celebrations. And lots of cheering. And it's all been about the end of the Philadelphia School Reform Commission. Many Philadelphians viewed state intervention as a hostile intrusion on their local control. But how's the news playing in Harrisburg? State Senator Anthony Hardy Williams is known in the Capitol as a top school reform Democrat.
It's proverbial, the giant tree that fell over in the forest that nobody noticed.
Longtime State Rep John Taylor, a Republican, has a similar assessment.
I think people are indifferent to it. I don't think anybody's ox was gored at all.
Taylor and Williams, both Philadelphians, are basically saying their colleagues don't care about the end of the SRC. And looking at recent history, that's kind of odd. Back when the commission started in December 2001, there was a powerful coalition of state leaders who prioritized a proactive school reform agenda. One of them was then Secretary of Education Charles Zogby.
I think you had a nucleus of people on both sides of the aisle who were genuinely interested in education reform.
When Philadelphia hit a fiscal crisis in the early 2000s, state leaders didn't simply send money. They saw a major opportunity for the state to flex its muscles. They asked for control and wanted, at least on some level, to be more responsible for making Philly's public schools better. Similar dynamics are at play in the four other distressed districts where the state has taken a more active role. But Zogby says those dynamics just aren't as prevalent among today's lawmakers.
There aren't people around who are looking to insert the state into these local school districts to prod change and reform.
So what changed? Kenneth Wong says there are forces beyond Pennsylvania at play here. Wong studies educational governance at Brown University. He says what's happening in Philadelphia is happening in other cities like Baltimore, St. Louis, and Newark, New Jersey. State oversight is phasing out. Local control is phasing in.
This generation of decision makers seem to recognize that perhaps the best way to actually think about, you know, organizing, mobilizing local support is to make sure that there's ownership on the part of the local communities.
Just like in any sector, there are intellectual trends in education. Back in the early 2000s, there was this growing sense that the federal and state governments could help fix whatever ailed America's lowest performing schools.
They were very hopeful that with the state involvement and direction, the low performance can be turned around.
And Wong says state interventions have, on the whole, done a decent job stabilizing local finances and fixing management flaws. But improving academics has been much harder.
And they started realizing that, well, maybe there are some limitations in the extent to which they could actually turn things around.
And so local control has come back in vogue. The federal government passed a new law that gives states more say. States are peeling back some of their most drastic interventions. And the end of Philly's SRC is barely causing a peep in Harrisburg. But that doesn't mean education reformers have given up. Recently, Harrisburg Republicans like Senator John DeSanto have been pushing for more arrangements that let parents use public money for private education.
The people of the United States have decided to fund education in a public manner, but they have not given the government authorization to decide where children should go to school.
From that perspective, perhaps the lesson here is this. If you can't fix the public system, find a way around it. For Keystone Crossroads, I'm Avi Wolfman-Aaron.